Es kann so sicher nicht, was aber ich es geschlagen habe, wenn Yehudim sich durch Shabbos darf auf Zion. Abaye said that the Tanan Dever Bishmo that we learned in the last daf that says that only Tzemer or Pishnah are subject to Tumah, to be Mekabel Tumah, argues on another Tanan Dever Bishmo, which says that the word Oi, in the Pasuk of Oi Beged, which is written regarding Tumah Sheretz, actually comes to include other materials besides woolen linen, for example, camel hair, rabbit fur, goat hair, silk, things like that. Abaye said the two Tanan Dever Bishmos argue. Rava says they don't have to argue because it could be that the first Tanan Dever Yishmael actually agrees that when the cloth is 3x3 tfachim, then it would be mekabel tumah. When the earlier Tanan Dever Yishmael says it's not subject to tumah, it meant that when it's 3x3 fingers, it's not mekabel tumah. So the machlokes between the two Tanan Dever Yishmaels would only be regarding other materials when there are 3x3 etzbois, not when they're 3x3 tfachim. Problem is that Rava on yesterday's daf explained that Tanan Dever Bishmol actually means that other materials are not mekabel tumah at all. You're going to have to say that Rava retracted that earlier statement. Or you can say that it wasn't Rava over here who explained the Tanan Dever Bishmol in this way, rather it was Rav Papa who actually gave this explanation of the Tanan Dever Bishmol, not Rava. As we in fact find that Rav Papa, when it was said that when the Tanan Dever Bishmol was limiting the application of Tzemer and Pishtim, he said it's actually limited, the Torah means to limit that Klayim are only subject when it's Tzemer or Pishtim. For Klayim, we don't need to include Klayim. The Pasuk clearly says it only refers to when it's wool and linen. Mara says we would have thought that wool and linen is only when it's an article of clothing, when you're putting on bot, let's say a blanket that you're covering yourself with, maybe any combination of any two materials would be usher. So that's why Tanur Rishmal says, no, it's also only Klayim when it's wool and linen. Mara asks, if wearing a beged is only usher when it's wool and linen, then covering for sure is not going to be more usher with other materials. And Mara says, or if Papa's explanation obviously is not correct, it's a mistake. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says when the Tanan Dever Bishmol said that there's another din that's limited and qualified only to Tzemer and Pishtim, it's actually only referring to Tzitzis. And it teaches that the mitzvah of Tzitzis is only when the beged, the four-cornered beged, is made of either wool or linen. But for purposes of Tumah Sheretz, any material would be included and would be subject to Tumah Sheretz. Mari asks, the fact that we know that tzitzis has to be wool or linen, that's something that we learn from smuchim, from the fact that it's written right after the pasuk of shatnas. Mari says, we find that Rava says that all types of begadim require tzitzis, and it's just that when other types of begadim, the strings of the tzitzis can be either wool or linen or the material of the beged. So that's what you would think maybe that he holds like Rava that all types of materials of begadim are subject to the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's what he has to say. No, only when the beged is made of wool or linen is there a mitzvah of tzitzis. V'achaber de Rava asked Rav Ashi that just like the Tanan Dever Bishmol includes materials for tumah because of the word oi, they say is a ribui. In the parasha of tzitzis also, this is the words asher techasaba, which seem to be extra, and that should be used as a ribui to include other types of materials to be chayiv in tzitzis as well. Mara said those words are needed to teach that the clothing of the beged of a blind person who is not subject to re'isim oisai because he can't see it, still it's chayiv and tzitzis. Abaye said that Shimon Elazar, who says that we learned earlier, who says that anything that grows from a tree other than flax can be used as schach, actually says the same thing as Sumchis, who says that flax cannot be used as schach, because they both agree that since flax is subject to tumas negoyim, it can't be used for schach. Sok the Mishnah, anything that comes from a tree may not be used as a wick for Ner Shabbos, except for flax. Also, anything that comes from a tree will not be tameh as a roof over a mace, except for flax. The Gemara asks, the Mishnah excludes flax from being included with other things that come from a tree, which is mashma that flax is considered to be coming from a tree. Where do we find that flax is considered to be coming from a tree? Mazrutra said the pasuk says that Rochav hid the spies that were sent by Yeshua. The pasuk says bepishtei ha'etz, in the trees of flax. So you see, flax is considered is called from trees. Mishnah says va'yoytem in ha'etz mitamei tumas oylim. Va'yoytem in ha'etz ena mitamei tumas oylim elo pishton. How do we know that an oil, a roof made of flax, is mekabel tumah over a mace? Rabbi Elazar says we learn from Gzeir Shavah from the Mishkan, where it's from the word oil. Just like the word oil by the Mishkan refers to a covering of flax, or the oil by a mace, when the pasuk says Zois Hatayr Adam Ki Yamas BeOil, also refers to a covering of flax. Maybe we should say that just like the flax by the Mishkan was twisted threads and six threads put together into one, so maybe that's the only type of flax that should be tummy as an oil over a mace. where he answers that the Torah says the word oil many times regarding a mace to teach that any flax, even if it's not like like the flax of the Mishkan, is tummy as an oil. Maybe we should instead say that the multiple writings of the word oil in the Pesukim regarding a mace just teach that to teach that other materials also can act as an oil over a mace. We can't say that because the Gezeirah Shavah teaches that the oil is limited to flax. So maybe the Pasuk regarding the Mishkan says, Krushim la Mishkan. So maybe we should say that wood also can serve as an oil. The Gemara answers that Krushim were made for the Mishkan. It was Krushim la Mishkan. But the Krushim themselves, the wood themselves, are not a Mishkan, are not a covering, and therefore they can't be an oil for, over a mace. Regarding the top covering of the Mishkan, the Pasuk says, V'yosisa michse lo oil, make a covering for the oil, which is mashma, that michse is not itself an oil. Now that michse was made of animal skins. So we should say that animal skins can't be an oil amase. And yet Rabbi Elazar holds that they can be, at least from kosher animals, it can be an oil amase, and can become tummy as an oil amase. That's different because there's a hekesh that compares all the coverings of the Mishkan, and therefore they all have the same din, they all consider to be an oil.